All roads lead to Rome, a pre-referendum cautionary tale by Michael Bailey. The government have been promising me I'll see Italy and die. But maybe they got the order wrong. Every year now I've been waiting to retire, but they keep making the race longer. It's like a marathon that's 40 miles instead of the 26 it used to be, because the finishing line keeps getting put back. Oh, I know all the economics of it, shrinking productive base and ballooning dependent population, blah, blah, blah. We old fuckers just live too long. That's what democratically reaffirmed Prime Minister Johnson and President for Life Trump tell us. Taking advantage of state-managed euthanasia is the new affirmation of social conscience. It's hard to put your finger on just when we tipped over the edge, though the build-up was obvious enough. The shit hitting so many fans at once was overwhelming. Tactical nuclear weapons in the Middle East left fewer people to perpetuate the refugee crisis that worried us so much in the 20-teens. Affirmative action to support the Chinese takeover of Russia tamed the bear and overfed the panda, so the East is now consumed in an orgy of indigestion. At the same time, we paid Indians to castrate themselves with legal highs and lethally doped Africans with promises of whiter skin. The whole second and third worlds imploded, while the first world cruised on regardless. No, there's something even more sinister. The way things just don't hang together anymore. Haven't for a long time now. It started even before the Brexit bombshell. And since then, things have just slipped apart. On a personal level, what I know is this. One day, I couldn't finish the crossword. Just a couple of clues. Sure, that's happened before. Next day, worse. Three or four answers, quite beyond the time I was prepared to stick at them. Perhaps I was just losing my marbles. The big A, or was it D? No, other stuff seems to work okay. I don't go into a room and forget why I'm there. I know who is Prime Minister, though this is no longer a reliable test of sanity, as the answer isn't changing any time soon. So, as I've been telling you, it's something more collective. You know the great climate change started decades ago, and now the extreme weather has added to our disconnection with the familiar. Spring flowers in November and December, followed by snow and ice in July. Deadly thunderstorms raging across Europe. Roads melting and people dying in the streets as temperatures top 50 for days on end. It feels as if the whole of nature is unravelling. What with malaria mosquitoes and killer hornets as the downside of the Scottish and Icelandic wine industries, I'm glad I'm getting old and won't have to put up with all this much longer. But before I die, there is Italy waiting. Baking in pizza, a furnace in Florence and roasting in Rome, but still steeped in 2 millennia-old history and the richest, greenest olive oil you could ever want to drizzle on your pasta. That is, if you want the oil to cook your farfalle for you, as some of the fallout from the Middle East nuclear conflict resolution has added enough radioactive cesium to the soil of Italy to make their olive oil glow in the dark for centuries to come. Well, that leaves the history. Stones don't get radioactive unless they're directly in the blast. As the big consolation for me. I want to walk in the footsteps of Caesar and Nero, Michelangelo and Leonardo da Vinci, Lucrezia Borgia and Mussolini, Verdi and Donizetti. Even if I do have to eat pasta imported from nuclear-free South America. So, next week I'll finally become a pensioner and get my free flight pass, one way, non-transferable. and my retirement billeting in a fifth-floor flat in central Naples, where the radiation level is just low enough to be tolerable for the very old, because we won't be around long enough for most cancers to develop, and no one will be very bothered, even if they do. Of course, the radiation is a secondary consideration in this pan-European geriatric cleansing strategy. The real purpose is to remove us and our confused thinking and unreliable memories, so our thought waves no longer contaminate the sharp and eager minds of younger people. You see, the increasing numbers of melted-minded uber-age people reached a critical mass, after which younger, clearer-thinking minds were simply swamped by our leaky thought patterns. As our perpetual leaders are already living in splendid and brainwave-protected isolation, they believed they had devised the ultimate solution. That makes me smile the most, because once I and my fellow deportees get to Italy and put our heads together, they'll have another thought coming their way.